now. I'm gonna let it warm up real quick. Make sure it goes on live and gets in. But I wanna thank everybody for a happy new year. Hope everybody is good. Everything was good around here, nice and quiet. Nobody good, we're on. We're live, so perfect. Just make sure. So thank you for clicking that play button on the First Inning Radio Show. And asking you guys to hit the like button, please. It's free to donate. I'm not asking for your money, but your time and your like, and please share. That'll be great. But Roger, he's on. He'll be back with me soon. He had a job to do, so he should be calling in, or maybe we'll see him on the next show. But definitely still we have no news yet, and it's sad to say that the Yankees had took this long to not even try to get DJ LeMahieu, which is crazy to me. And I saw an interview with Aaron Boone, and he's saying the same thing. The Yankees' number one priority is to get DJ LeMahieu. You know what I mean? So without DJ LeMahieu, I mean, the Yankees don't have a chance in this week, in a week league, Eastern American League division. He has the Yankees could be capitalizing on this floor right now, but they refuse to do that. Right now, the American League East is weak, and the Yankees can capitalize by building up their team to win the championship. They can actually steal the championship. We should have stole a championship last year. We had the team and everybody to do it, and it didn't happen. So hopefully, this year they can capitalize on doing that, and they can actually capitalize. The American League East has no pitching whatsoever, period, on any team. So the Yankees could hit a lot of home runs against any team right now in the American League, but do we have the pitching to stop that? Right now, it's not even a good look. It's not a good look at all. They're praying for Domingo Germán to pitch an awesome outing. Right now, he's in Dominican Republic, and he's pitching well down there in the Dominican Republic. So that's something to look forward to. But let me tell you, the Yankees are gonna have to shape up somehow, man, to get this pitching going. It has to happen. The pitching, how can you rely on Garrett Cole, number one, and then they haven't signed Tanaka back, they haven't signed Brett Gardner back, or those other bullpen pitchers that they have released as well. So it looks like, man, I don't know what they're trying to do or what they're trying to prove. Right now, DJ LeMahieu, he's getting offers by the LA Dodgers. By the LA Dodgers. So he can be gone in a heartbeat if the Yankees don't act on it. Maybe Cashman is doing all he can to have LeMahieu sign, but maybe the agent is playing hardball. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes? They say they're talking constantly about it, but they don't really say what's the problem. And you know why? All this stuff can't be leaked out, because remember, everything's mostly virtual now. So the beat writers are not around the hotels and these places where they're talking this stuff. and they can't get an ear on it. So they don't know what's happening. Nobody knows what's happening. So that's why you can't get rumors out, and the papers can't bring write rumors in the papers or anything, because there's no way to do it unless you're told that it's happening. And right now, nothing's happening. And that's what it feels like. You know? Sad. But hopefully one of these guys could get in. And let me cut over to the stadium. Check out that view of the stadium. But you're missing Yankee Stadium like I am. We all are. I doubt Yankee Stadium will have fans this year as well, because it all depends on the vaccination and the vaccine that's gonna go into people's bodies if they don't participate. See, now in New York City, Governor Cuomo said that we are getting about 1.5 million vaccines a month. That's allegedly what they say. 1.5 million vaccines a month. Now, this thing is stuck. Why that's important, let me explain. 1.5 million vaccines. They're trying to vaccine 40 million people in New York, in the state of New York. New York City combined together is 40 million people. Okay? Now, do the math on vaccines to how many people we got. Now, you're getting 1.5 million vaccines a month. And now you're trying to compare that to 40 million people. Okay? So how long is it gonna take to vaccine 40 million people at 1.5 million a month? Gonna take 3 years. Easily. You know, and not only that, not only gonna take 3 years. Remember, people are not standing online for this stuff to get it either. You know? Nobody's going to the hospital to get vaccinated and all that. The people that are getting vaccinated are the ones that are mandated to. You know? And the people that are mandated are the senior citizens, the nurses, the doctors. Right? So now they want to set up NYPD and FDNY. They want them to set up their own vaccinations distribution through them, so it doesn't overwhelm the hospitals and stuff like that. Can that easily be done? I guess so, but does people want to take the vaccine? That's the point. You see? So what you're gonna August or September, which is crazy, you know? So that's what it's looking at right now. Now athletes, sports athletes, I don't know where on the list are they to get the vaccine. Now the question is, are players willingly acceptable to getting the vaccine? That's another question. Now, will MLB make players get the vaccine? I don't know, but it's possible. Now they can cop out and say no, but what happens if when all the fans come back and you catch COVID and now you're sick and now you can't play? So I'm assuming they're probably going to be testing for COVID for a long time until it's gone, until they don't detect it no more. So I guess the COVID thing is going to be part of the game. If you think about it, which is scary, because now you got to get swab test all the time, and and now you got to always man we're gonna have to wear a mask for the next 2 or 3 years probably, you know. So that's what's gonna happen there. Before we get back around the stadium, let's check out MLB website. Let's see if it loads up. If this thing's been acting up. Guess not. Not responding. That sucks. But boy, here we go. But anyway, hopefully Michael calls me on the check-in. But that's where we're at right now in baseball. It's the matter of life and death at this point. Do you risk millions of people getting sick at a baseball game, which could still happen because they have now a second strand for of this COVID that is now in 33 countries. Okay? And the scary part is that out of these 33 countries, nobody is doing anything to stop. So the spread is real. It's gonna spread. You're gonna probably catch it, and it's gonna be bad news for everybody. That's basically what it is. So it
Just
really
like the
is.
worst off, it's the worst off season we've had probably ever. I never remember an off season being this slow. It's like it's bad.
Like I was saying earlier, maybe MLB knows something that we don't know. Maybe they know that they're not going to play a full season and they don't want to spend the money on this year.
Yeah, but the Yankees, every team is doing nothing, not just the Yankees. Just, every team now is in bad shape, I guess, because they're afraid of the COVID, and like we talked about many times. But it's there's over 300 free agents out there, and there's been no movement whatsoever. So I'm wondering if I really don't know what's going on anymore. It's crazy.
Now,
They didn't offer him enough. They only offered him, I think it was a year or 2 years. So you knew he was going to turn that down regardless, because he wants for like 5 years. So the Yankees should have just offered him more years to begin with, but knowing them, they didn't want to offer him the contract, so they kind of like gave him like a they like an insult, or offered him what, 2 years. So I knew that was gonna happen.
so what I'm reading now is, the Dodgers lost Justin Turner at third base.
They lost him. They Where'd he
They
go?
they're saying that they're unable to re-sign Justin Turner, according to a report from Los Angeles Times.
Not really that surprised, to be honest with you,
Right?
because he's old. Yeah.
I think he wants. I mean, I would re-sign with the Dodgers because they just won a World Series. But I don't know what's going on with that. So now they want to maybe get DJ LeMahieu there.
He's not gonna go to the Dodgers. I still think in the end he's gonna go to the Yankees, because the Yankees are the most likely destination. But the Yankees keep saying all this stuff that he's their number one priority, but why don't they just put their money where their mouth is and sign the guy? Like, enough with all the shit like talk, and just sign the guy. Because what you're doing is now you're pissing off a big fan base now, Yankee fans. And the Yankee fans are not gonna put up with this stuff. Matter of fact, we already lost faith in the front office a long time ago, so this is just going to make it even worse. And Brian Cashman, like I said many times, this guy, I don't know how he still has a job. But if this was any other team, he would have been fired right now. Cashman would have been done.
Yeah, because look at the Boston Red Sox. They hired that guy for Moneyball and all that, and he they didn't do well. Well, they did well, but they didn't do well, and he got fired, and then he just hired a new guy.
It's crazy, dude.
So it's
I
like.
mean, I think it's nuts. But then again, I'm hearing that Brian Cashman is really the owner of the team, and he's the one that has full control. So I really don't know who takes over from there. I don't know, like, but it seems like to me like Cashman has full like control of this. So.
Allegedly, Brian Cashman is the full controller of the Yankees,
I'm not surprised.
but I think he's the puppet. He's the
Yeah, he
puppet.
is.
What's happening is, Steinbrenner Jr., He's telling him, yo, we need to save money because I need to pull out my Ferrari, you know what I'm saying, and drive it down the block and all that. So we can't be spending all this money over here. You need to tone it down, you know. So now he's grabbed by the car. He was shooting ourselves in the foot, man.
That's all they do. That I've just been saying the same thing for, and I'm tired of seeing this over and over. It's like basically like deja vu, like all over again, like Yogi Berra says, because this team should have already gotten this contract done already. It should have been over. Matter of fact, he should have been signed 2 years ago with me, actually last year. They should have gave him an extension a long time ago. Matter of fact, they should have gave it to him probably in spring training.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees don't negotiate like that. They don't sign guys until the offseason. They've always done that. They don't sign guys in the regular season or spring training. They sign them in the offseason, which I think is awful. Awful business. They don't want to sign their best player. I mean, they did this to everyone. And now here we are. I mean, it's just, we need him and we need our pitching. And they don't do anything. In baseball, he's doing it to every single team. He's a troll. He wants 7 years. He's not going to the Yankees. I don't know who's going to sign him. I think their team that he's going to go to is the Angels, because they desperately need pitching. It's the team that's going to be the most desperate, because he ain't going to, not like a big team, a big market team. I don't think so. I highly doubt it.
I mean, he's definitely not worth no 7 years, Trevor Bauer. He's worth 1 year, no, 2 years. That's about it.
Yeah, he's definitely not worth 7 years.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, no, I wouldn't.
I just don't see them doing anything significant on this team. I just don't. And they're making like LeMay was like basically what Gerrit Cole was last year, because they put all their money, you know, on Gerrit Cole, but they're not even signing this guy. But I'm just saying that this will be the splash, the big splash, DJ LeMay, and then that's pretty much calling an offseason, because that's all they're gonna do. Maybe they'll shock us and sign a pitcher, but who are they gonna trade for? I mean, who could they trade for? Like I told you, Luis Castillo, Carlos Carrasco. I mean, there's no other good pitchers. They had that pitcher on Colorado, Kyle Freeland. He's not that good. And the guy on the Brewers, Brandon Woodruff. I mean, you want these guys? They're not good pitchers.
They're mediocre pitchers. Now, I guess
the Yankees, they're not going to sign to a 1 year deal. If it's a cheap deal, if it's like a 1 year deal, maybe, but I don't see them. I don't know, man. I just can't see it. He's not good anymore. And you're saying Brett Gardner, you're not going to see Brett Gardner, Tanaka, and LeMahieu. You're not seeing that.
I guess we didn't even get to see Brett Gardner's last time playing. That's whack.
Well, I mean, but Brett Gardner is not. I mean, the guy hasn't been good for the last 3 years. I mean, he's not that type of a player, Gardner. He's just like a role player now. He's a fourth outfielder. He's not he's not going to get the send off that CC Sabathia got. I mean, he's not that type of a player, Gardner. I look at him as like a bench player. He was always to me like a bench player type of player. You know, he's not like you know what I mean? Like, he's not an everyday player, Gardner.
I'm gonna disagree, man. I think Brett Gardner deserves. I think he deserves one, man. He deserves one, man, because he was there. He was there from the beginning. You know what I'm.
Bows and like tributes and like they're gonna show those videos. He deserves something like that. Derek Jeter, yeah. Mariano, but Brett Gardner, you're not gonna see him get like one of those ceremonies. Like when Jeter retired, they did every stadium for him. In Mariano, they did every stadium in CC.
True.
This guy, he's not gonna get something like that. He's not that type of player.
No, you're absolutely right. But he deserves like a Paul O'Neill chant, you know, at the end. Yeah. You know, one of
he
those.
He'll get something. They'll do something for him. But I don't know, man, if he's gonna contract
and stuff like that. You know, Andy Pennant, the Mariano crying on the mound and all that, you know? I think
they will do something for him, whether he comes back or not. I'm sure they'll give him, like, a nice send-off. They're not going to, like, treat the guy like trash, but all I was trying to say in a nice way is I don't think he's going to get, like, one of those, like, monumental, like, you know, legendary send-offs. Like, you know, the great players get those. He's more of like a middle-level, you know, like a mid-level player.
What? They should do, like, how they did my man on the Mets. What's his name? The third baseman.
David Wright?
Yeah, David Wright. How they did David Wright? They brought him
David
back.
David Wright, but David Wright was a good baseball player, though. That.
And then you give him a cheer and all that, and then he goes out. Yeah. You know what I mean? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You
I guess
know?
so, man. I mean, if they do it, they do it. I'm not gonna like protest against it. But what I'm trying to say is, whatever they do with him. But the Yankees have bigger problems to take care of. They need pitching.
Yeah.
They have to get LeMahieu back, and that's pretty much it. But the rest of the baseball season has been total bust. George Springer hasn't signed nowhere. JT Realmuto hasn't signed anywhere. Trevor Bauer hasn't signed anywhere. I mean, all these guys, like even the small players, Marcus Semien, Marcelo Zuna. Look at these. None of these guys have signed. It's Michael Bradley. Where are these guys going? What teams are they going to go to? There's like over 300 players. When Machado and Harper signed 3 years ago, right? They signed late, and everybody else was already signed. They were the final two players standing, and everybody was signed. Now you have 300 players left. There's no, but
Yeah.
there's no like one of those like, oh, there's only two guys left. 300 players. This is definitely worse than 3 years ago. Look how many players you have left on the market.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And you know, I don't think they even played a spring training, right? Machado and right? And even
No, they didn't.
Kaichu.
They signed right just in the nick of time when they signed those contracts. They signed right before spring training. It was just about to go into spring training, and they got those huge contracts. So they're lucky. It was right in the nick of time. I mean, the way this looks like it's going to go into spring training with all these free agents.
Yeah, because remember Kaichu, he didn't get signed till July. You know
And
what
there
I
was a
mean?
couple left too. I remember that. Yeah, and there was even a couple of leftover players that
Yeah, there
got
was
signed
another
late in the
guy, I
season.
forgot who it was, but it was serious.
But it really was just him, though. Everybody else was signed, but Keiko. But this year, this 300 something players on the free agent market. Nobody signed. It's
That's what I'm
ridiculous.
saying.
Just
So,
shame.
like you said, out of 300 players, you telling me you can't find better pitching than Tanaka, Paxton, and Hap to replace them
Oh,
guys? Come
I
on,
guess
man. There's
not.
gotta be, or at least above
There's got to
average.
be better players. Yes, there is better pitchers out there, but according to the Yankees, they don't think there is because they think that they know everything and they think they're above everyone. So they don't think there is any pitchers. They think their rotation's good enough. We all think as fans that they are not good enough, but what do we know, right? We're never right. They never listen to the fans.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He's like, we can't even report anything. There's nothing to report. You can't even like announce one thing. Not one thing. Nothing.
Yeah, no signing. I think that's why I keep saying,
Doing anything, staying away. So how much, remember that? Now, what happens? What's going to happen if they start the season late and they can't settle like what if it's going to be another short season?
article, right? And it's the top five powerhouse teams, right? And is that
Yeah,
crazy? I don't
surprisingly, I was
how
just
I
telling you. They didn't have coal? I
but
don't think
here's the
so.
thing though, right? Here's the thing, right? Let's say back in the 90s, right? And you saw that the Yankees were powerhouse number three. You believed it.
The main reason why the Yankees are number three.
Say, so it's like how are you?
Look at the American League, how weak it is now. The Yankees don't win the division or represent the American League in the World Series. They
Yo,
suck. I mean, they can't even.
check this out. I think they're gonna give us a problem. The Rays, the Blue Jays, and the A's. Because, because you know all,
That's all. Those are the only ones that there's got to be some kind of a curse with
every
them.
line that took a weird hop.
Teams. It's like the Yankees have to beat those two teams in order to get to the World Series. If they can't get out of the American League, they
It's sad.
have unfinished business to take care of. I don't know
Yeah,
what they're doing.
I don't know what
I
they're
mean,
gonna
they.
do, man. I really don't, man. We're gonna have to leave it up in their hands, I guess. What can you do?
We've been saying the last like month or two when we've been talking about this team that doesn't want to do nothing. They just
Yeah.
they're like chicken without a head. They just don't know what to do. I never saw a team that is they're supposed to be the greatest organization in the world, the Yankees, the greatest team in sports, and they don't know what to do. If George was alive, the guy's turning his grave right now. If he was alive, this guy would have been making moves when he was on this team. Not guys that just hit home runs and strike out. That's another reason why we lose, because he's the GM and he makes these stupid moves.
You know what I mean? They gotta
They
change
got to
that.
change that persona. They got to change their swagger. And another reason they lose too is because they don't have good coaching. Their coaches are bad. Marcus Thames, and Marcus Thames looks like he's back with the Yankees again this year, another year, because that guy, what's his name, AJ Hinch, is the manager of the Detroit Tigers, and that's it. So he was supposed to be the manager of the Tigers, Thames. scenario. That's it. He's going to be back again, this guy. And then the Yankees, they're not going to change their approach. They're going to do the same thing. They're going to try to go for home runs. They're not going to try to put the ball in play, manufacture runs. And it's going to be the same thing again.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Every it's time LeMahieu back, and we get pitching. If not, then just LeMahieu. But I just want to say one more thing before we close out here. The Yankees, if they don't sign this guy, they should hold their heads in shame. Shame on them, because they let their best player go, and probably he's the best hitter in all baseball right now. They should hold their heads in shame. They should be ashamed of themselves. Yeah. And shame on them. And they deserve to lose. If they don't sign him back, the reason why the Yankees don't want to sign LeMahieu back, because of Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres, they should just walk. They should retire. They should pack it in. They should be. We still haven't signed this guy. He still can't get over it. He's not on this team. He's not signed. If this was any other team right now that had him, he would have been signed already.
Yeah, big time.
Leave it to the Yankees to mess this up, to let this guy go. They just mess everything up.
And here's the thing, too, right? Once the fans get back in the stadium, right, and the Yankees are losing terrible without LeMahieu, if Yankee fans are not going to show up and they're going to start losing.
Nothing but power hitters, strikeout machines.
Yeah, that's
true. And
that's
what we can't have that, man. We can't have that. It's just going to be a quick exit for them.
That's true. That's true, man. But anyway, let's end it there, man. Yeah. It's been a great talk.
All right.
And I want to thank everybody for listening and watching.
Hey, man, have a good one.
Yeah, Levin, shout me a shout out over there.